So Irene, you know, one of the most popular books on our book table is Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl.
That's the one about the author's years as a prisoner in four different Nazi concentration camps during World War II. He survived and concluded that even under the worst of circumstances, people do search for meaning in their lives. But what does that have to do with us here today?
Well, of course, this is a Commitment Sunday here, but I've always felt there was a strong connection between the search for meaning and being a Unitarian.
Well, I have to admit, the fourth UU principle is defined as a free and responsible search for truth and meaning.
And I always thought that was the key to our deciding to come to this church so many years ago.
I'm not sure we were so idealistic then. As I recall, it goes back to when we wondered if our children didn't need to have a church to be affiliated with.
Yeah, you're probably right on that. That's the right thing to say, right? At any rate, we showed up here one Sunday, and we stayed. And it's been almost 50 years now. So our first experience here was with R.E., and how valuable that was for the kids.
We always have loved, from the first moment, our Sunday mornings here in this beautiful space, these beautiful windows, the wonderful music, the inspirational readings, sermons, hymns. We don't have anything else in our lives like this.
And we always seem to find ourselves involved beyond just Sundays. For both of us at the moment, this means chalice circles. We each are in one. And the food pantry. And you are also involved in the Green Task Force. And I've been coming to something called the Spirit and Life Group this winter, and I've also been going to training for Immigrant Sanctuary here at the church.
For me, a big high point recently was when my two good friends, Bruce White and Jerry Boone, asked me to be one of the two witnesses at their wedding. It was the first legally recognized same-sex marriage in this church following the enactment of the Marriage Equality Act in 2013. Many in this church came to this wedding to celebrate the marriage of these two longtime active members in our congregation and to raise a glass of champagne to them and their future, and also to the fact that we now have a legal basis for same-sex marriages.
And you know, this is all part of the strong record that the church has had, certainly in recent years, on standing on the side of love. And this is part of our continuing involvement in getting inspiration and guidance in our lifelong search for meaning.